Welcome back to Business Resolutions with your host, Jorge Gonzalez.
Okay, I'm back with Miguel Ferrer, chairman of UBS, and we're talking about what needs to be done for economic development and what we as business people have to do to help economic development. And we left the last discussion on how we promote, and one of the things that I have noted is back in the 80s, we had a tremendous amount of promotions. We had offices throughout the United States by Fomento and now Pridco, and those have all been closed down. We basically have one person doing the promotion in the States, and been through both administrations. We have not had a reinitiation of promoting our island from an economic point of view. And I think that's a travesty. And I'm just wondering, what do you think? Do you think we can convince the government to go back to do it, or do you think that maybe we in private industry have to get going on this and do it on our own?
Well, I think that the government should help the private sector. Well, the private sector should be the primary player in attracting business to Puerto Rico. But I think we need the government to help us in many ways, but the private sector should be the driver. And if you notice what the coalición de la industria privada, el sector privado de Puerto Rico, is doing in their modest way, is precisely that. They're trying to beat the bushes so we get more attention in the world. But I think
which is partly a UBS, because Paco Pepe is heading that, and he's got tremendous achievements, and he's a UBS person.
And the origination of that came from a collaboration between Gustavo Vélez, myself, and Paco Pepe, because this started when we realized in the vistas del IBU that private industry was not involved, and that it was totally on
sidelines,
and we thought about creating an association, which is the coalición, and we asked people to come together and to voice their and become a power player in this thing, and successful. The IBU became a reality. It's probably one of the best laws that we have had, tax laws. If we didn't have it, Puerto Rico would not be where it was, because it's the only tax that has held its own in this recession. So it was a great thing to do. But the coalition has grown in power and participation. And today, I think it's the one driver that needs to be helped and utilized to promote Puerto Rico. In my opinion, both political parties should put the coalition's recommendations to help the economy into their platforms. And in doing so, they would have no reason not to legislate in 2012.
It'd be 2013.
No, 2012.
Okay.
As a prelude, so whomever is the governor in 2013 would have the instruments on hand, the wherewithal, to make sure that he can govern economically. Because in my opinion, if we don't have a significant change in the economy, the next governor is going to have a hell of a time in governing, because he's not going to have the resources to do a good job. It's going to be worse than before.
What are some of the things the coalition is probably said? Lowering of rates is what I imagine.
Lowering rates.
Being more aggressive, promoting Puerto Rico.
They're much more promoting Puerto Rico, and it's
the labor. I imagine the labor.
Review labor laws to make Puerto Rico more attractive.
Can we get the unions? The unions starting to come together.
Well,
I think
union people are very smart. If you show them that this is for the benefit of the workers, they will come aboard. But you have to show them you're not doing something incorrect, but something pro Puerto Rico. And if Puerto Rico goes well, the unions will go well. So I think you need to be transparent enough so that everybody understands that this is to benefit Puerto Rico.
right? And I imagine electricity is
all these things.
Lower in electricity.
So all these to help the sistema de retiro, all these things. All this has to be done. Mm-hmm. But to avoid having a governor walk into Fortaleza, whomever of the two it is, and find himself with a mess in his hands, I would legislate now. And to legislate without political problems, the best thing is if both parties had in their platform the coalición's recommendations, then it'd be easy, I think, politically to reach an understanding. Okay, we need all these things, let's do it, and for the benefit of Puerto Rico. And for the benefit of Puerto Rico, whoever is the governor.
And the coalición is the Chamber of Commerce, the Puerto Rico
coalición is the coalición encompasses a lot of the asociaciones.
Right.
And they put a lot of effort and money into creating this document, which is very good. It's not that it's all encompassing and it's the only, but it gives you a lot.
Right.
And I think that should be a big thing. In my own personal thing, I'm writing a book with Gabriel Hernandez, Gabby provides the tax side, because that's what he does. He's a partner, a tax partner in Scherer and Hernandez. And I provided my wisdom. And together, we're writing this book. It should be ready in the next 30, 45 days. It's called Puerto Rico is the Answer. And what we're trying to do is pinpoint benefits that Puerto Rico can offer local and foreign entrepreneurs that probably are not understood fully, or probably people have forgotten. And Puerto Rico has a lot to offer, even without the changes that I think should be made to make Puerto Rico even better. But even without those changes, we have a lot of things to offer. And our idea is to go through the states to visit large CPA firms, large law firms, large promoting firms, and teach them, educate them on the benefits of Puerto Rico, so they can then in turn utilize it with their clients. Because that's the motive. If they find that they can benefit a client, they're gonna be economically paid, right? So there will be a benefit for everybody. And the idea is that Puerto Rico will be in the limelight globally as a site to move, to reside in, to put your plant in, to invest in, which is something that, as you say, has decreased over the years in the fomento promotions. But if we, this private sector, take that as our challenge, I think we can do a good job. Puerto Rico, really, if you look at the things that the international investor wants, the first thing they want is no country risk. Well, Puerto Rico, being part of the states, has no country risk. The second thing they look for is the rule of law. Puerto Rico, we have more law than anybody. We have the local law and the civil code and the common code, right? The federal courts. So we provide rule of law. The third thing they want is political stability. We have political stability here. We may have crazy politics, but there's political stability. They want currency. Well, we have the US dollar, the world's currency, right? And we have the infrastructure. So we have everything that the investor and the capitalist world out there seeks, we have it in Puerto Rico. And on top of that, we have fiscal autonomy. So if you add those things together, we should be the place to live in and survive and be successful. Puerto Rico is the answer to the world. We just haven't done it right.
And education-wise, you say, you know, there's cultural drawbacks or obstacles that we have faced. People haven't thought of exporting or of doing manufacturing locally, instead of basically just distributing or being employees of other companies. Education-wise, what do you think of our educational system, both private and local, the university and vocational?
I can tell you what the World Forum says. We have a very well-educated people. I don't think we have create that entrepreneurial courses that maybe that's lacking. But you know, when we look at what they rate Puerto Rico educational, we rate pretty well. It's just the entrepreneurial factor that hasn't been put in. We still look inside, we're insular, we're not global. That has changed. That has to change.
Yeah, and we don't have the empresarios being taught. I mean, but I think also from a cultural point of view, and my prejudice on this is I think overall there's a kind of almost like a disdain, a contempt, towards the business person,
yes.
towards the
yes.
the rich person, towards
yes.
the person, the capitalist.
Yes.
And that's a huge obstacle that we
that's
have
part
to
of our culture. That's part of our cultural problem. Here, there's this saying, que paguen los ricos. ¿Verdad? You hear that in every election, whenever there's a problem.
Los grandes intereses.
All those things create social unrest. It's a conflict. And we have to raise that because we need to be a country where the successful person is admired and respected instead of suspected.
Right. And if they don't pay their taxes, they go. But most of them pay the taxes.
Well,
and if the companies are
you,
well run, if we pay our taxes.
26,500 people pay 42% of the taxes. So that others don't, that there's a lot that do. And I think that what we need to do is create that when we think of successful Puerto Ricans, in that group should be some entrepreneurs, some business people involved. It shouldn't be only farandula
and athletes.
There should be some business. You know, other countries have gone through this and they finalized that you need business people and business leader, and if you do, in most countries today, a list of respected, admired people, you will find at the top a lot of business people.
Sure. The Bill Gates, the Carlos Slim, exactly. The Steve Jobs.
Right?
Not here.
And that's the culture we got to change.
We're going to take a break because we're in full agreement on that one. We'll be right back. I want to talk to you about your other aspect of your life,
okay.
Which is arts and culture and the quality of life, which I think is an important part of this economic development.